First John chapter 4, if you look with me there tonight in the scripture. First John chapter 4, if you look with me in that Bible text tonight. The Bible said in verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. And God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath not seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? So how can a man love God, whom he hath not seen, and love his brother, love not his brother whom he hath seen? He said, this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. He didn't leave no wondering about that. He said, if a man loves God, he'll love his brother. That's not meaning, it is meaning, I reckon, if you want to apply it to that. But the interpretation of it is that he loves his spiritual brother. That he loves his natural brother, of course. But the greater love is the love of God. And we find here in the text tonight that John's writing here about some things that they're dealing with in this hour, that they had not confessed Christ as the Son of God. And there's a lot of opposition to who they say he is. And tonight you'd be surprised that some never believe that Jesus actually died. And there's some that don't believe tonight that he rose again with a physical body. And he did appear tonight, God, after the resurrection in a physical body. Amen. Far as a man being able to touch him. And eat with him, and he sent into heaven in that same body, and he's coming again, thank God, in that same body that's been glorified tonight. But I'm thankful tonight that he did die, and he died and laid down himself. He also rose again, thank God, in the power of God, over the death, hell, and the grave. He has power tonight. It's not my friend, thank God, tonight death cannot hold us tonight. He has one time died for victory over death. Now, he went on to say in this, he said, whosoever confess him as the Son of God. Now, I want to say this tonight. Just because somebody believes he's the Son of God don't mean they're saved. But there is a confession tonight of him being, thank God, the Son of God that has come into the world to save your soul. Listen tonight. Amen. Listen, the man, thank God, Philip, the evangelist went to the eunuch and he preached to him, and after he got through, amen, they went on their journey, and they said, thank God, the eunuch said, here is a body of water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And he said, if you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, thou mayest. And he said, I believe he's the Son of God. And they, thank God, stopped the chariot and he baptized him, amen, and he went on his way rejoicing. And so why did he say that? I'm going to tell you why he said that. He picked up the scripture of Isaiah 53 that was testifying who Christ was. He was a lamb before her shears were dumb. And therefore, he had to believe he was the Son of God. He had to accept that or receive that to the fact that he was the Son of God. And when we find tonight, friend, the confession, thank God, of this man in Acts 8, it did pass him from death
death unto life. It did bring him into the family of God. And so the writer says here in verse 16, we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Now that word know means that that's an experienced love that you know tonight. Listen, friend, I tell you this, for a man to say that God loves you, amen, you don't know the love of God to experience the love of God. Amen. Listen, you don't get saved, my friend, thank God, this because you believe God loves you. You get saved because you believe who He is and who you are. You're a transgressor. You're a sinner. And the only way you get saved, praise God, is admit that to your old self and God, because He already knows it. But you got to come that way. You come humble before God Almighty. And friend, when you come humble before God and admit you're a sinner and God's the Savior, Jesus is. He, thank God, is the Savior. Amen. He is God in the flesh. But we find here that we know the love of God in us. Amen. The love of God's in you tonight. And you know God loves you tonight. Thank God. Amen. Listen. Thank God that child knows mama loves him. Amen. If she's a mother, amen, then she loves her children. Thank God the child knows that. Apart from this truth of spiritual love, most of the time you'll find a mother's love as deep as any person on the earth. Amen. That's right. God set it up like that, made it like that. Amen. Mother's got tender love. Mother's got special love. Amen. Daddy's love is all right, but it ain't like mama's love, because mama's love goes further. She's got made. God made her like that. She's got a tender heart. Amen. And so we find here tonight that God's love's the greatest love. Hey, God's charity is greater than all. Hope, thank God, faith. We don't need that when we get to heaven. We don't need hope when we get to heaven. But we will be in charity. Amen. We will be in the love of God. We'll be in the presence of love Himself. For God is love. And man tonight, thank God, don't know love till he knows God. Because God deposited that love within that sinner when he got saved. And friend and I, he loves things he never loved before. He loved God that he hated before. He loves the truth that he didn't respond to before. He loves righteousness that he didn't love before. He loves the church that he didn't love before. Amen. He loves things, thank God. Why? Because God does tonight. And friend, everything that God loves, he puts the love of God in you, you'll love. Everything God hates, you'll hate. Amen. Listen. Thank God tonight, friend, the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. And he's got love tonight for the brethren, because thank God he laid down his life for the church. And the church is a bonded body. Thank God in whom he loves tonight. He said Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And love is the greatest thing on earth tonight. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, listen to me tonight. If you miss love, you miss her all, son. Amen, buddy. I tell you, there ain't nothing better than love. There's nothing better than love and God and loving one another. Hey, God, he said, love one another with a pure heart fervently. There is a love, thank God, that God gives to an individual, thank God, that he never had before. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. I want you to look at this. He said, he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That to me says that there is an affectionate fellowship in God. That's right. That's where it's at. It's in God. Notice verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Basically what that's saying is that we're walking and representing and manifesting the love that's in us. You love people tonight. You know, here's the thing, friend. If a man says he loves God, he's going to love people. That's right. The Bible said in the Scripture, he said to love thy neighbor as thyself. That means that whoever, thank God's in your life, and whoever comes across your path, that's your neighbor in life. Amen. Remember that record there where that man left Jerusalem, went down through Jericho, got beat up by a bunch of thieves, left half dead on the side of the road, and who went by him? The religious crowd, the priest and the Levite. Amen. But that Samaritan, remember that man that went, thank God, and poured oil and wine in that man's wounds. Thank God. And he didn't know that man, but he said, love thy neighbor. As I tell what Jesus said, he said, go and do thou likewise. Amen. Go help that man. Put him on his beast. Took him to the inn. Paid the innkeeper. Said, whatever charge, when I come back, I'll pay you. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, he listened. He had love for that man that he didn't even know. That's what Jesus said. He told that crowd that tried to justify themselves, who is thy neighbor? He said, you go and do thou likewise. Amen. Give to somebody can't get back to you. Love that man in the shape he's in. Thank God, love them in Christ. Show the love of God in your heart to them. His life's not built on self. It's built on the love of God. It's built on what's in us. And tonight you'll never know what it is to love somebody until you love them. Amen. That's right. I examined myself today and seen in my own life. Thank God, am I loving people the way Jesus did? Am I loving people the way He wants me to? Amen. Listen, if a man loves God, he'll love people. Amen. Jesus loves sinners. Amen. Jesus ate with sinners. Thank God, Jesus gave His life for sinners. Jesus sought sinners. Thank God, Jesus died for sinful mankind. And that's the greatest, thank God, the greatest manifestation of love, thank God, as Jesus laid down His life for sinners. And tonight I'm telling you this, thank God, if you got, He said, and men ought to what? Lay down His life for the brethren. Amen. We've got a lot of preaching going on, thank God, but let's live in what God said do. Amen. Listen, we can close the Bible tonight and say we've heard this and heard that, but brother, not much action being done. Amen. Listen. Hey, God's sacrificial love is the best love because Christ sacrificed His life. Thank God, because He loves sinners. He gave His own self that we might be saved from a life of sin. And friend, tonight there's a problem in the church today. Thank God that we don't want to go that extra mile. Thank God, and love somebody as they are. Listen, God loved you as you were. Amen. You couldn't do nothing but come as a poor sinner. But He didn't tell you had to clean up. He didn't tell you had to do something to come. Thank God, He took you as you were. Amen. Listen. Thank God, the love of God goes further than the opinions and the preferences of men. It goes further than, my friend, than what you think. If you want to get in the depth of God tonight, you'll get in the depth of the love of God tonight. People say, well, I like that deep truth. There ain't no deeper truth. Thank God, and getting in the love of God and practicing the Word of God, because you'll not know what God's love is until you give it out. Amen. Listen, the love of God tonight is manifest in a man's life, and it affects everybody around him. Amen. That's real, buddy. It will, son. You love somebody, it's going to affect the people around you. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Listen, can I tell you this tonight? I don't know whether this is right or not, but listen, if you think in your life, how many people really do you manifest love to? Really? The people that you are the people that manifest love to you. You know, let me tell you how I can tell you love me. 1 John 5, he said, we know we love God and the children of God because we love God and keep His commandments. That means if you obey God, that tells me I love you, preacher. That means if I keep the commandments of God, that means I'm telling you I love you.
Amen. That's right. If I keep the commandments of God, then my love's going to be action. He said, don't love in word only, but in deed and in truth. Amen. I was preaching a little bit down at the school this morning about the love as on the fruit of the Spirit. The first fruit's love, foremost, probably, and it's all. Amen. Love. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you this. If you love somebody, he said, if you see somebody with a need and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwelt the love of God in you? Amen. If you shut them up, amen. Listen, friend. Thank God it goes a whole lot further. Amen. And what people want to know tonight, thank God, give your life for it. Amen. That's right. It's hard to give your life up for somebody else that you don't think deserves it. But I'll tell you, that's what Jesus did. He gave His life up for somebody that didn't deserve it. Amen. That's right. Buddy, I'm telling you, tonight it would be a blessing. Thank God if I left this world and there'd just be one. Just one. That could walk by my coffin and said, that man loved me. And that man had an effect in my life because he loved me. That'd be one of the greatest things could be said. Amen. It wouldn't be no boasting in me, but it would be the love of God in me. And brother, tonight I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful people took time to love me. And brother, tonight there's a witness of love. There's a love, amen, that goes further than what man's love is. David and Jonathan had it in the covenant. It said, thank God, they love one another that passed the love of women. In other words, they had something deep in the heart. Thank God, more than the flesh and sensuality. Thank God, in that phileo love, amen. And my friend, I'm telling you this, thank God, there's something that goes beyond feelings. Thank God, it's deep in the soul. That'll wake up at night and cause you to thank God for loving you the way He does, and wrap His arms around you and speak to your heart and love you. Thank God. There's nothing like it, brethren. Thank God tonight that God loves us the way we are. Amen. He loves you unconditionally tonight. Thank God He loves you all the time. Ain't a time God don't love you. It don't matter, friend. When the prodigal's in the far country, thank God his daddy loved him as much, sir. Thank God as he did when he left the house. Amen. He just didn't get the love of his daddy when he was gone. Because he was in a far country, he wasn't in the position to get love. Amen. What is love? Well, love's affection. That's for sure. Love's charity. That's what the definition of charity and love is, the same thing as far as I'm concerned. But the charity goes further. Charity goes to sacrifice. Amen. Charity goes, thank God, in giving yourself. Amen. That's right. You can love somebody. Amen. And it don't affect you. You might not have to sacrifice as much. And when you say, I'm going to give. Amen. To give my life for that. That one, I'm going to help on that. Can I tell you this? I hope you don't take this wrong. But brother, when you actually step out by faith to love somebody, you are taking somewhat of a chance. Even though God sees it and God blesses it. Thank God, you don't know the end result. Amen. You take some old sinner tonight. Thank God, you go pick him up in a ditch. Amen. Listen, what you give out comes back to you. Amen. Thank God, if you give love out, it comes back to you. Amen. Listen, friend. There's a lot of people hurting today. There's a lot of people in a ditch today. Thank God, we got the love of God in us. But we're scared to take that step. Help somebody. You know what we'll say? Well, what if it don't work? Well, don't even do it. So I'm going to tell you what, anytime you ever set out to love other people in this life, there's always going to be heartache come from it. You know what you're going to say in your mind? What if they don't last? Well, that really, God don't judge it on that. God judges it on how much you give out to Him in love. That's right. Amen. The perfect love of God. Listen, friend, the love of God is the greatest thing that's in the life. Amen. I'd rather have love and hate, wouldn't you? God is a God that loves. God is love. He ain't hate, but God does hate some things. Amen. He hates iniquity. I know that too. Amen. And I'll tell you this tonight. He hates a proud look. He hates a lying tongue. He hates, thank God, discord. He hates hands that shed innocent blood. He hates them things. And I'll tell you this tonight, brother. Thank God, if the love of God's made perfect in us, I tell you, we'll have boldness. We'll have confidence. We'll have assurance at the day of judgment because we got that peace with God.
and that confidence with God that on the day of judgment, the holy God of heaven, God is not going to judge us. Amen. Far as that, He's going to reward them, thank God, that diligently seek Him. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. None. That means, listen. Without fear is confidence. Everybody's got their own problems. I'll say that. We all got fears. I don't care who you are. You got them. But I want to say this. What he's saying in this text here is, there's no fear in judgment. There's no fear. He said here, notice what he said here. He said, there's no fear in love because we're in the love of God. But perfect love casteth out fear. The word, because fear has what? Torment. Fear, torment. The opposite of love and knowing the confidence of love in an individual, thank God, casteth out. Thank God, that's just like a little old child. Just take a little child. Let's take a little 3-year-old boy. And his dad, he knows he's got confidence in his daddy. His daddy said, son, I'll take care of you. He can rest under the promise of his daddy. He don't have nothing to fear. He has confidence in his daddy. The thing of it is, thank God, when you have confidence because you're walking in the love of God. Hey, listen, if you know somebody loves you, praise God, there's a joy in that. There's confidence in that. There's assurance in that. Amen. That's right, friend. You know what people want today? They want somebody to love them. And they'll go to the extent of getting the wrong kind of love instead of the love that God has. Amen. Listen, the wrong kind of love don't last. It don't last. Love, if it's not the way God set up, it don't last. It won't last. I'm going to tell you this tonight, as far as preaching. God uses preaching to save people. God uses preaching to edify and perfect and all that. But if people don't know that you love them when you preach, if people don't know you care when you preach, that message ain't going to have as much effect on people you preach it to. That's right, it won't do it. That's why he says speak the truth in love. I mean, I've been rough before and I'll be rough again sometime. But I ain't doing it just to be rough. Amen. I used to be like that, son. I mean, I'd get mad and get up and preach what I wanted to. Thank God and tell them what I thought. But it wasn't the love of God. It was just me trying to straighten people out. So God let me fall one day and see that, hey, I need to straighten out myself. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it's a good day, thank God, when you fail. It is a good day when you fail sometimes. You say, does God want me to fail? Well, God ain't going to fail, but He wants you to fail sometimes. And you might trust Him. Amen. You get the big head. You think, amen, I can do this and I can do that. Hey, God will let you fall. Hey, God, it ain't my friend. God can't get you up, but He'll let you fall. Amen. He might show the love that He has toward you. Hey, God, to get you back up that you can live for God. Amen. That's right. A lot of people don't believe that way. Son, I can say some things that you wouldn't agree to, but the fact of it is, God's in control of everything. There's a purpose of God in everything in your life. Why did you go? Why some of the things you've been through in your own self? There's a purpose of God in it. Why did God let me be a... Hey, God, there's been times when... Why did God just let me go and, amen, make a mess of things? Hey, you know why? Because He's God and He's love. Amen. That's right, friend. He's going to correct you. He said, whom the Lord loveth, He's chasteneth. He does that because He loves you, friend. Hey, God, if you lived on the mountain all the time, everything was perfect all the time, thank God, and God done everything you ask Him all the time, you'd be a ruined person. Right. It ain't like that, though. You live in more valley situations than you do mountaintops. Thank God He's talking about the mountains tonight. Thank God for the mountaintops. Soak it up much as you can. I'm for it. I like it. Amen. I'm a positive person. I like positivity. I don't like to be around criticism and murmuring and complaining. Thank God I like positivity. But I like it, thank God, because it's real. Joy's real. The gladness of heart's real. But I'm telling you, there's got to be sometimes your joy's going to turn in the morning. That's right. It's going to.
Afflict yourselves and mourn, he said. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You'll never know comfort till you mourn. You'll never know victory till the battle. You'll never know real love till, hey, God, some hate comes. Amen. And God manifests His love to you. Amen. And opposition comes. And you know, thank God, the help of God. Hey, God, there's always an opposite. There's an opposite. But I'm telling you, God's a God of love. And I'm telling you, there's no need for a man to be afraid. Hey, God, if he's in God and he's got perfect love in his heart, he ought not be afraid, my friend. And it's torment to live in fear tonight. Amen. I tell you, there's people that sit in the church. Listen, I want to help you tonight. There's people that sit in the church. They sit in the church like this. And within their own heart tonight, they do not know for sure that they're saved. People sitting in here tonight like that. It's torment. It really is torment. It's torment not to know. I mean, I go to the extent that in my own life, I'll be honest with you, I got to know. I've said this before. That's just the way I'm made. That's my genetical line, I reckon, that I've got to know. That's like when I was dating my wife. I told you this. We went out a couple times, and we was at a baseball game, and I liked her. I really did like her. And I said to myself, I ain't going up there sitting with her. She needs to come down and sit with me. Anyway, she didn't. But after the game, I pulled her on. She was coming out. She walked before me, and I pulled the back of her hood on her coat and walked out to the car with her. And I thought in my own mind, I'm not going to date this girl and get in love with her and then get hurt. And I sat in her Camaro car, and I looked at her, and I said, I just want to ask you one question. Do you like me or not? And she said, why, yeah. It assured me. There's something about assurance tonight. Amen. Listen to me. I don't know if you like this or not. I just the way I'm telling you the truth tonight. Assurance is daily. You might listen. Somebody said, praise God. I remember, praise God. Thank God. That Sunday, we shout around. Them girls up here singing, amen. The God, the Holy Ghost is in this tank. He has bearing witness in my heart. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And then 2 weeks later, you walk in and you say, man, where's God at? Am I saved? And you know why? If you be honest, you're creatures that can't cling to a promise sometimes that you can believe for eternal life. I've had men talk to me about that. They said, preacher, have you ever gotten a place in your life that you didn't think you saved and called to preach? And I said, yeah, I've been there. He said, what'd you cling to? I said, the Word of God. The Word of God. What God's done for me in my life. And the witness of God in my soul. And the blessings of God in my life. And the desires God had in me. I told my wife, we was coming home one night, and I said, I told her I'd been going through it about 6 months. And I said, I know I'm saved. I know God changed my life. I know He gave me a hunger for God. I know, thank God, when I get at the priest, the Lord's helped me. And I know He's in me because I believe in Christ. I know He's the only way. He's my only hope. If He don't help me, I can't get no help. You can't give a shirt to somebody. It's got to be Him, but you got to get your mind to what He said. You got to get your mind to the Holy Ghost witness. If you don't have that, I'm telling you, you'll be afraid and that torment tear you up. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Listen to me. I don't know who's saved in here and who's not. I don't know if you're saved. I don't know. Somebody asked me one time, you think I'm saved? I said, I could not tell you. Got a little fearful about that. But you don't listen. No man knows your heart but you and God. That's right. Somebody can say, I'm saved, not be saved. Somebody can say, I don't know, and be saved. You say, how's that go, preacher? I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't know. You read this Bible, son, there's a lot of things. If you hear the voice of God, He says, well, the way up's down. The way to get's give. Amen. God, it's a whole lot of things that God said man don't think about. But I'm telling you tonight, you listen to me, I'm sitting here in this church, preaching in this church, that there's people, my friend, afraid tonight. Thank God, they're afraid to die. They're afraid to take their last breath. They're afraid, really. I'm telling you, they're afraid. Amen. Listen, friend, tonight. Thank God, I told you I lay in that hospital when I having that heart surgery and the Holy Ghost comforted me. It wasn't nobody but me and God. And He said, son, thank God, I'm with you. Amen. I tell you, much company else, thank God. Amen. I tell you, He told me again today, I'm with you. Amen. I tell you, I got to hear it every day, friend. But if I don't hear Him say it every day, it don't change who He is. It don't change the promise of God. It don't change what He did. I'm telling you, you can get in tonight, thank God. If you want God, you can have Him. Amen. That's right. Some people say, never doubted. I thank God you hadn't. Well, thank God you ain't never doubted. Pride keeps a lot of people from getting right with God. Pride eats people up. And in the day of judgment, son, someone under that flesh that they bring to the house of God or bring to a society and bring to a community, underneath that they're scared to death. You lay on a hospital bed at night on the way home and ain't got an aneurysm hit you. Amen. Something happened to you. That's right. Then somebody said, call a preacher. Call a preacher. Thank God, can't get a hold of a preacher. I mean, when Danny got saved, he was scared to death. Amen. He come down there to my house. He went everywhere. Called me. He went to John Honeycutt's house. Hey, John said he looked like he had seen a ghost. Amen. But I'm telling you, son, John couldn't do nothing for him. He had to get along with God. Amen. Got under his table and got born again. I'm telling you, you'll be scared to death about going to hell. Amen. Before you get saved, and you'll be scared to death. If you ain't scared to death about hell, you ought to be. You ought to be scared to death about hell. I like what Daniel Buchanan said. This woman coming to him, he preached on hell. Well, I think her boy was 8 years old. She said, my boy got scared tonight about you preaching on hell. He said, well, it's better be hell scared than hell burnt. Jesus preached about hell around children. There's a reality of hell tonight. You die lost without God, you'll go to hell. And I don't say that boastfully. I say that broken in heart. That's the fact men tonight, my friend, don't believe in it no more. Thank God, but Jesus said, perfect love. Knowing my love. Why would I love you so much and bless you and save you and send you to hell? I tell you what, I deserve to go to hell. But I ain't going to hell. I ain't going to hell. And I'm going to tell you what, there's people afraid tonight. Perfect love casteth out fear. It gets it out of you. Amen. That don't mean you're not going to go through a period sometimes. Amen. I'll tell you, the way people's raised sometimes causes that. See, I say things some preachers don't agree to, but it don't matter to me. People's personalities have something to do with that. Some of your children ain't scared of nothing. And some of them scared of the shadow. That's right. There's been people make 10 professions just to make sure they're saved. I don't agree to that. I'm going to tell you what. You want to tell you something tonight? I believe when you're lost, you need to get saved. No matter how many you made. But I'm thank God in this church, people ain't coming here making a profession every time they do something wrong. I don't attribute that just to me, but I'm telling you what. There's some churches, kids and adults, that made 10 professions. That ain't the Holy Ghost. And it ain't proper directed preaching, because preaching of the Holy Ghost tells you, buddy, when you know, thank God, God deals your heart and you need to be born again. Amen. That's right, son. I made a profession before I got saved. Thank God. But I'm telling you what, I ain't made one since I did. Amen. That's right. Thank God. You know why? I don't have to. Amen. I've been born again by the Holy Power of God. I'm telling you, perfect love casteth out fear tonight. That's right. Then he said this, we love Him because He first loved us. Do you love God tonight? Do you love Him? You know, a man that loves God loves the brothers. Amen. He don't love the world.
You know, there's a way to examine some things. I preached on that a little bit last night. I really just said a few things. I got in such a big way. I mean, it just, you just preach whatever comes to you, you know, that way. But you know how they examine whether it's real gold or not? Number one thing is, if you got a gold ring, it's usually got a seal on it. It's got an imprint on it. Number two, if gold has a scratch on it, you put anything on that that's got any kind of acid or anything, it won't turn green. Somebody's really saved. Buddy, I'm going to tell you what, the world ain't going to turn them green. You're going to, hey, buddy, I'm telling you what, pure gold's tried by fire. I'll tell you something else about gold. It don't float. Amen. That's right. Real gold don't float. You won't. Listen, friends, thank God, when you put something in water, I'm going to tell you what, thank God, you ain't going to float with the world. I tell you another thing about gold. It don't have no magnet. A magnet don't draw it. How many magnets does the devil put up to us? You know, a young man. Hey, listen, I'm 60 this year. All right, I'm going to tell you this. This is the truth. This is a little sad news now. But the older I get, the worse it gets. You say, I thought it was pretty bad now. No, it's always going to be there. God didn't save this flesh. You know when the flesh is going to stop giving you a problem, when it's buried?
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. See, the victory, and that man preached last night a good message on temptation. Amen. What he said's right. The victory is in the one, thank God, that defeated the devil. You didn't defeat him. That's right. You ain't never defeated the devil. Christ defeated the devil. Amen. That's right. There's always magnets of the world. Oh, he's a pull, son. There's special things that Chris likes. There's special things that Aaron likes. There's special things Hyatt likes. And the devil will put that magnet up. He'll just trying to draw you his way. Oh, yeah. That's right. Money, pleasure. No matter what it is, that magnet of the world trying to drag you, son. Amen. Before you know it, you cook to it. Then what you get, you got the magnet. Amen. I'll tell you something else about a counterfeit bill. This is how you know what you got. Counterfeit bill they put up to the light. See that bar in it? Can I tell you what's going to reveal what you got? The light. That's what reveal what you got's the light. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen. That's right, son. There's a lot of people live in fear. It's torment. You ever live like that? I have. He said, perfect love. What's that? Full-age love. Thank God, complete in Christ. Once a man sees he's in Christ, once the Holy Ghost reveals that to him, once he sees who he is and who he's in, amen, thank God to give you victory over fear. That's right. You afraid not to die? Well, I tell you one that can deliver you from fear. Amen. That's right. Not afraid to close my eyes. Amen. Thank God. Man can have peace with God tonight because of the love of God. Love always. Listen, can I tell you this? Love precedes all that. Everything you look at God, you look at everything God ever done for you. It was always preceded first with the love of God. Why did He touch you this week? Because He loved you. Why did He use you this week? Because He loved you.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Why did He bless you with a nice wife? Because He loved you.
Yeah.
Amen. Why did He bless you with two good children? Because He loved you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's the love of God. That's right. That's manifested in what He's done.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Why did God do what He did? Because He loved you. Amen. Why did He put somebody in your life? He loved you. Why did He give me a good man like Brother Robert? Because He loved me. It's the love of God, and I love it. Amen. You got to see that. Amen. Why did your mom and daddy teach you right? Because they loved you. That's right. You know why the love of God's in their heart? They taught you that. See, treasures isn't what you see. Treasures is what's on the inside. That's right. If you had everything you want in the world tonight, you'd be dissatisfied. Because it can't satisfy you. Amen. Can't do it, Brother Joe. Can't do it. Can't do it. And I thank God for what He's given me, but it's going to perish. But the love of God never will. Never will perish. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you what, brother. The love of God will get fear out of you if you'll get in it. That's right. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing my word.